640-4934.
To advertise on the Radio Employment Connection, call 833-917-4130.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey you, good morning. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, 33 right now. Got some sun shining. Welcome to our Thursday talk around, and once a month, we've got to talk up Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess with this guy, Dominic Robber. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to have you in here.
Yeah, thank you very much. And what a beautiful day.
It is beautiful. Don't know how long it's going to last, but let's just get by that right away. I love how you walk in. You're like your wife, Katie. She comes in her list. And yeah. You've got your list. You're like incredibly well organized.
Yeah, I got a few things that I want to talk about here. And let's maybe just start with what I would call March Madness. Well, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the concept, but we have it with the chess club too now.
All right.
So last Tuesday when we met, we played Backhouse, which is a chess variant, which you play in a team of two, actually, where you can take the pieces that your partner takes from one board and put it into your board. It gets a lot of chaos, and it's super fun.
I was going to say, that must be chaos.
Yes, it is complete chaos, but it's also a lot of fun. I think that went over really well. And the other thing that we're doing for the tournament that's coming up next Tuesday, and we have never played with one of our tournaments, you know, anybody can join us and you can win some chamber box as well.
All right.
And we will, instead of our normal 15-minute games, we will have it 5 minutes per game. So as you can imagine, 5 minutes for a whole game, that's going to be super quick. So
not a lot of time to figure out your next move.
Exactly. And I think that too will be very fun to do. I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah.
I did not know. So you're educating me. I did not know that there were chess variants, that there were variables in
there. There are. Okay. Now, Backhouse is just a completely super fun thing. There's actually another one that has two or three different names. One is called Fischer Random. It was kind of invented by Bobby Fischer, but now it's called Freestyle Chess also, and so on, which is basically what you do is you have all the pieces, so not the pawns, they stay the same, but the rest of the pieces, they're randomly pieced together on the first row, so not in the normal position.
Mix them up.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think that's technically 960 positions that are possible. And so that gives a whole different experience. I've actually tried it at home with Tizian, you know, assumed a couple times. And it's also really fun to do. So it's just...
You have to change your whole strategy then, though, don't you?
Yeah, it's very different. You have to, especially in the first 5-6 moves, you have to pay very much attention so you don't just fall into some trap or so, because you're just not used to that setup. So
right.
It can be really fun, yeah.
Good stuff. So what have you got coming up as far as events and things going on?
We have something great coming up in April. In fact, we will have our first online tournament. We are really excited to promote that. And it will be on the 5th of April in the evening. We will have that for anybody can join. All you have to do is you have to go to chess.com, create an account there, which is free, by the way. It's a great site, too. And there we have our chess club. And we will send out instructions on how to join us. And anybody who's within our group, so far we have 15 people, I believe, can participate in that. And again, I think we also have some chamber box to win there. And this is going to be super, super easy. You can do it from home. So anybody can join. Doesn't matter if you live in WAP, in Breck, or Fergus, or anywhere, really. So we're looking forward to that.
Where did you get this idea?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, everything these days is also online.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens that some of us are already, on chess.com as well. And then we thought, why not, create a club? And it was, in fact, one of our juniors, Jerick, who first created it. And then Nick and myself, we have become admins as well. And then we started thinking about an idea. How can we promote this more? And hopefully that will be successful in promoting it. We'll try to do that over the next few weeks leading up to the 5th of April. Really looking forward to that.
All right. I apologize. I interrupted you there.
No,
my mother would not be happy with me. So what else? Continue on. What else you got going on?
A couple more things. One of them is 2 months after that online tournament, we have Blue Goose Days coming up. I'm sure you're already talking about that on the radio as well, I'm guessing. And we have there, I'm going to say traditionally, considering it's now already our third edition, mm-hmm. so very proud of that. We will have that. If I remember correctly, it will start at 11 o'clock that day because we want to make sure people can go to the parade first mm-hmm. and then come to our tournament. That is planned to be at the youth shelter and will be absolutely amazing. I can't wait to organize that more, you know, put up some stuff in town so you can see all of our posters and things. I'm always so excited for this tournament as well as the winter tournament we have, just because it's a community coming together. For the winter tournament, we had 39. I mean, that's unbelievable. My mind was blown there, and we're trying to reach something similar again. And that's what we're really working on there.
Keeps growing. It just keeps growing. I cannot believe you and I have been talking chess for 3 years already.
It's wow. I mean, time goes so fast. And mm-hmm. we talked about this just before we came on here.
Sure.
It's amazing. And at the same time, we always try to grow in many ways. And one of the ways we also want to grow is that next school year, we want to do a border battle. Now, what does that mean? You know, we have schools on the BRAC and the WAP side, as you know, mm-hmm. and we want to have both an individual as well as a team competition so that if we can make it into the official school calendar so that the kids can get some time off to actually join that, we'll have to see at which school it will happen, but we hope that we can get that done as a first time and hopefully then an annual event because we have so many kids who are playing already and we're thinking this could be the next step in evolving that participation. Yeah,
that could be a lot of fun.
That's what we're really hoping for, yes.
Anytime you bring up border battle in these two towns. Dominic, what else you got?
You know, I think those are the major four things I wanted to talk about. I mean, we do have, of course, our membership program mm-hmm. that's growing, including our newsletter that we had. I got some great feedback on the first one we had, where we had an interview with the current North Dakota state champion. So that was awesome. In fact, it's a great read. So he shares a lot of great knowledge and what he thinks chess can do for you and how to get better at it and many other things. And
right.
While we're talking about North Dakota, Todd Wolf, he is organizing the chess tournaments in Bismarck.
Okay.
And if I get this right, it's 3/29. Is that a Saturday? Then we have the Scholastic North Dakota chess tournament then for anybody who's interested. If you are, you can always reach out also to us, our chess club, and we will tell you more about that too. We'll see if some of our kids want to play there. And for our next newsletter, I'm hoping that we can interview maybe someone from inside our club that's already a member. And I have something in mind for that, but more to come on that.
All right. Dominic, great to have you in here once a month. Wish it was more, but I get it. You're a busy guy. Be well. Hey, have a good rest of the month. We'll talk again in April, okay?
Thank you very much. We'll do that.
You bet. 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I'm the son of